This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So I want to ask you, which women from the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whose memory was invoked? You had a powerful series in Ramadan, mashallah, with Jannah Institute, where you talked about women throughout history. Who comes to your mind as you're seeing this all play out in front of you?
Sheikh Umar, subhanAllah, I look at them as flowers. And all of them are beautiful, but there's some flowers you love them more, not for any reason, just that's they resonate, the look resonate or feel. Basically, my role model, which I was when I was looking at the ladies or the woman of Gaza, two came to my mind. The one which so dear to me, which is Sayyida Aisha, and Umm Salama. It's a completely two different woman, one opposite to the other from many things. But when you look at them, and I wondered, I was like, if Sayyida Aisha was in Gaza, or Sayyida Umm Salama, right? I mean, I can't say what I will do, but I can see when they were tested, because the test is not always fear. The test can be fear. The test can be sadness. The test can be when you are hurt deeply. Deeply hurt. And when you read the Sayyida Aisha, always comes to my mind, of course, Hadithatul Ifk, because that's very painful to a woman. I mean, the man feels it, but it is a woman pain when you are innocent, you haven't done anything, in the most honorable thing for you. Who are you? Who's your father? Who's your husband? And then you know what's the painful side? It's when your husband, in a minute, maybe he has doubt about your innocence. So here, imagine this moment. I looked at the woman of Gaza and I said, they have doubts. Are they going to live in the next minute or two? You've seen so many of these videos, right? This could be the last one. The physician who died, who recorded, right? She and her family all and says, this is probably the way she was speaking. What is this calmness? She's not saying, I'm going to go to vacation. Oh, I'm going to the operating room. So I looked at the Sayyida Aisha and I said, when the moment of pain, severe pain, when he asked her and told her, say it. If you have done it, say it and ask Allah for forgiveness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. What did she feel? And then when she looked at her father and he didn't say a thing, looked at her mother, what will they say? Nothing. You know this moment? I feel it's the moment of the woman and the people of Gaza. When you really say inside you, Mali illallah, I have no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when she reached that moment, Nasrullah immediately came in. When she said, I'm not going to say anything, I'm turning my back, I'm going to say ma qalahu Aba Yusuf, sabrun jameel, wallahu al-musta'an wa ala ma tasifun. Beautiful patient, and Allah is my helper against what you are saying. This is the woman of Gaza these days.